you. Welcome to BB at Night here on Angel Radio. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock tomorrow morning with just a little break at just before midnight. Gives me a chance to recharge the batteries, as they say. All the usual things in all the usual places this week, so let's settle back together, you and I, and enjoy some music and great company.
The man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away. Now the man that comes to our house, he's very nice. He comes in the summertime to bring Mama ice. But the little teeny weeny piece soon melts away, and he has to come back again later in the day.
There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
The man that comes to our house, he comes to take the trash in a little white jacket and a little black mustache. It's all very strange, but it always seemed to me he's a little more familiar than the trash man ought to be.
There's the man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
The man that comes to our house, he comes to bring the milk. He walks right in the kitchen and he talks as smooth as silk. I always have to hold his horsey out by the gate, 'cause he always stays so awful long the horse don't want to wait.
There's the man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
Now when I grow up, I'm never gonna be a plumber or a carpenter, no siree. I'll never be a doctor with an office downtown, no, I'd rather be just the man that comes around.
There's the man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
Gently, boys, gently. Whoa, I'd rather be just the man that comes around.
Well, that's Kerwin Somerville doing the vocalizations there, Tommy Tucker waving the stick at the band, and the man that comes around, and that was from 1940. I'm very tempted to say, or 20 to 8, but I'm not going to. Well, I guess I have done now, but I wouldn't have said it unless you'd really, like, force me. Anyway, welcome to the programme, as I say. All the usual things and all the usual banter. We had snow. We had a lot of it Saturday night and I think Sunday morning. Although I have to confess, I didn't get up to quite late Sunday morning. I think it was around about 10 o'clock. And it had stopped by then, but there was a good, I think, 5 inches. They were talking about 5 to 8 inches. Talk about, you know, like hedging your bets, but I think we had about 5 inches. They got rid of it off the streets, off the sidewalks and stuff like that. But it does make the garden look pretty, doesn't it?
Thank you. look cloudy and gray. They're only gray for today. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble and fade after all. Life's really funny that way. Don't start to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Wrap your troubles, pack your troubles, dream your troubles away.
Well, that was Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra, Jimmy Mitchell singing, and that was from a year later than our previous song, 1941, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams and Dream Your Troubles Away. Sounds like a good idea to me. But we're coming more bang up to date now, as close to bang up to date as we can get here on Angel Radio, bar a couple of years, 1964. This is Honor Blackman and To Keep My Love Alive.
I've been married and married, and often I've sighed. I'm never the bridesmaid, I'm always the bride. Oh, I never divorced them, I hadn't the heart. Yet remember these sweet words, till death us do part. I married many men, a ton of them, because I was untrue to none of them, because I bumped off every one of them to keep my love alive. Sir Paul was frail, he looked a wreck to me. At night he was a horse's neck to me. So I performed an appendectomy to keep my love alive. Sir Thomas had insomnia, he couldn't sleep at night. I bought a little arsenic, he's sleeping now, all right. Sir Philip played the harp, I cussed the thing. I crowned him with his harp to bust the thing. And now he plays where harps are just the thing to keep my love alive. I thought Sir George had possibilities, but his flirtations made me ill at ease. And when I'm ill at ease, I kill at ease to keep my love alive. Sir Charles came from a sanatorium and yelled for drinks in my emporium. I mixed one drink, he's in memoriam to keep my love alive. Sir Francis was a singing bird, a nightingale, that's why I tossed him off my balcony to see if he could fly. Sir Athelstane indulged in fratricide, he killed his dad, and that was patricide. One night I stabbed him by my matricide. Da 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 da. dee-dum, dee-dum, dee-dum. La 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 la.
Everybody says the original Eva Peel, although she actually wasn't. I think her name was Kathy Gale, wasn't it, in The Avengers, on a Blackman there with orchestra arranged by Ivor Raymond, and To Keep My Love Alive. All right, we've reached the point in the programme where we have our first set piece, as it were, and it's jazz, by Jove, and this we've got three bits for you, three ladies, as it happens, two from the great Frances Bergen to start with, and then we'll have one from Patti Page.
Shining in your eyes, I'm right at the the gates of heaven, and I could walk right through. Baby, all I need is you.
Just like a leaf that is blown away, gone with the wind. My romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips. But now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the wind. The gladness that filled my heart, just like a flame. Love burned brightly then became an empty smoke dream that is gone, gone with the wind.
With two from Francis Bogan for All We Know and All I Need Is You. And my thanks to Brad Clamber out in Chicago for putting us on to Francis Bogan many moons ago here on Beagle at Night. And we've played her ever since. Very popular choice here on Beagle at Night. And we'll have some more jazz by Jova around about the same time next week. Right now, though, it's time to guess whether it is Dean, Frank, or Perry. I'm going to play you a song. This goes back to 1949, and all you have to do is guess purely for yourselves, no need to call or anything like that, whether this is Dean, Frank, or Perry.
Thank you.
sweet. Born putting heaven right on Angel Street. We're in a great way, gee, but it's nice standing in the gateway to paradise. One foot in heaven on the golden stair, and with the other one I walk on air. Maybe just beginner's luck, but angel, I've got winner's luck, 'cause I have you. Beginner's luck, but angel, I've got winner's luck, 'cause I have you.
Well, how do you do? If you guessed Perry Como, no, wasn't Perry. And if you guessed Dean Martin, no, it wasn't Dean Martin either. It was, however, Dean Martin, and that was from 1949, and that was One Foot in Heaven. We'll have some more guessing around about the same time next week. And right now, you don't have to guess who this is, because I'm going to tell you, it's the great Julie Felix.
I can't touch the clouds for you. I'll never reach the sun for you. I've never done you need done for you. I've stretched as high as I can reach. I guess I'm not the one for you, 'cause I can't touch the clouds or reach the sun for you. No, I can't touch the clouds or reach the sun. I can't turn back time for you, make you sweet 16 again. I can't turn your barren fields to green again. Sit around and talk about what might have been again. I can't turn back time and make you young again. No, I can't turn back time and make you young. I can't look inside your mind and see the things you're hoping for. I can't help you chase the dream that you're groping for. I know your heart is open wide, don't know who it's open for, 'cause I can't know your mind to chase your dreams with you. No, I can't chase your dreams or know your mind. So say goodbye and don't look back. I've had some happy days with you. I'm sorry, but I'm not the one that stays with you. And if they ask about me, you can say I was the one with you, who never touched the clouds or reached the sun. Who never touched the clouds or reached the sun with you. No, I can't reach the clouds or touch the sun.
I always want to play Going to the Zoo, Zoo, Zoo. You can come to go into the zoo. You can, but I'm not. That's Julie Lakes and I Can Touch the Sun from 1966. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit off piece this week. It's all the snow, you see. It just sends you doolally after a while. Coming up now is a song from 1957, good year. It's Tommy Steele and the Steel Man, and the song is called A Handful of Songs. And here's a bit of trivia for you. Well, I'll tell you after. Do you know who's whistling?
Songs to bring you happiness, no more, no less. Moreover, wherever we may roam to, or any shore where we may be blown to, we'll know that we're gonna feel at home to La Bella Musica Jazz. Jazz, calypsos and street vendor cries, strains of old refrains, sleepy time baby lullabies. I've got a handful of songs to sing you, I've got a heart full of love to bring you. True love for you, love and love's a thing you keep. So here's a handful of songs going cheap. Just a handful of songs, just a handful of songs. Only a handful of songs.
I drop a line, the weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. Yes, I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but on the whole, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? Yes, I love you. Write to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table, and let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say, and so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. Yes, I love you. Thank you.
stuff. Harry Roy and his orchestra with Sam Brown on the vocalization there. Mercer and Jenkins, P.S. I Love You from 1934. And before that, we had Tommy Steele and the Steel Man with a handful of songs from 1957. And I said, do you know who was whistling? Well, it was a great man. He had a lot of singers once upon a time, Mike Sams. Yeah, he was the one who was doing the whistling on that song. Who? No. Simple as that. All right, time now for First Time Around, and this is where we play the original song, although the original song was sort of overtaken by somebody else's recording. We go back to 1966 with this song. It's the first release. The orchestral arrangement is by Marty Paich, who also arranged the famous version. The song is called By the Time I Get to Phoenix. And we could just simply dismiss Johnny's delivery of the song as coming nowhere near the perfection of Glen Campbell's version, which came just a year later, as good as that was. But we would be wrong, because we would miss the way that Johnny Rivers gives the lyrics a contemplative, conversational style, as though bearing his soul to a friend, you know, a little bit like you do when you're sitting in a bar and the friend has absolutely no advice to give but a pair of sympathetic ears to listen with. By the time I get to Phoenix, Johnny Rivers.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note that I left hanging on her door. Says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch.
Phoenix from 1966. That was the original, the first time it was ever recorded out there. Johnny Rivers with an orchestra arranged by Marty Paich, who arranged the orchestra for the famous version by Glen Campbell. And we'll have another first-time song around about the same time next week. Right now, I think it's time for us to take a look at this week back then. And let's start on this very day in 1502, when Vasco da Gama set sail with 15 ships and 800 men from Lisbon in Portugal on his second voyage to India. And also on this very day in 1771, Gustav III became the King of Sweden. And this week back then, on February the 15th, 1971, we could no longer say pound pounds, shillings and pence. The monkey jumped over the fence. The fence gave way and we had to pay pounds, shillings, because the money changed.
The new decimal money will be with us on D-Day. Decimal Day. The 15th of February, 1971.
Decimal Day in the United Kingdom and in Ireland was on the 15th of February, 1971, the day on which each country decimalised its respective currency of pounds, shillings and pence. In the United Kingdom, the British pound was made up of 20 shillings, each of which was made up of 12 pence, a total of 240 pence. With a decimalisation, the pound kept its old value and name, and the only changes were in relation to the subunits.
Yeah, well, the shilling disappeared, and who didn't love a thrumpenny bit, and as for half a crown, oh, the weight of that thing. In 1952, King George VI of the United Kingdom was buried at St George's Chapel in Windsor Castle.
After lying in state while 300,000 people filed silently past, the coffin of the king, surmounted by the imperial state crown, the orb and the scepter, is borne out of Westminster Hall. As the bells of Westminster Abbey peal their lament, it is placed on a gun carriage for the funeral procession through London.
This week, back in 1778, Rhode Island became the fourth U.S. state to ratify the Articles of Confederation. And in 1621, Gregory XV became Pope, the last Pope elected by acclamation. And this week in 1840, Gaetano Donizetti's opera La Fille du Régiment received its first performance in Paris, France. 3 years later, Giuseppe Verdi's opera Il Lombardi e la Prima Crociata received its first performance in Milan. Now this week may be when George VI was buried, but it was also this week that Queen Victoria of the United Kingdom married Prince Albert of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, and that was in 1840. So we had a burial, we had a wedding, we might as well have a christening. In 1906, HMS Dreadnought, the first of a revolutionary new breed of battleships, was christened. And believe it or not, in 1849 in New York City, James Knox Polk became the first serving president of the United States to have his photograph taken. And believe it or not, more royal news. In 1689, William and Mary were proclaimed as co-rulers of England. And believe it or not, more royal news, but not good news. In 1542, Catherine Howard, the fifth wife of Henry VIII of England, was executed for adultery. Now, if you happen to be watching television on Friday the 15th of February 1952, well, there was only the BBC television service, and the only thing they carried that day was the funeral of His Majesty King George VI. From 9:15 to 11:05, they covered the procession from Westminster Hall to Hyde Park Corner. At 10 past 1, they covered the procession from Windsor Station to the entrance of St George's Chapel, and then in the evening there was telefilm of the whole funeral procession. Followed, of course, by newsreel, which I suspect was pretty much the only news that day, the funeral of His Majesty King George VI. So let's switch to the 10th of February, 1970, shall we? And if you were watching Thames television on that day, which was a Tuesday, well, it started in the afternoon at 5 to 4 with Face of the Earth, episode 18, from Mayflower to Route 128. Hattie Town was on at 4:17, and at 4:30 it was Crossroads. 5 to 5, Junior Showtime, and at 20 past 5 it was Magpie. The news followed at 10 to 6 today at 3 minutes past 6, Branded at 25 past 6, and there was a film at 5 to 7, The Devil at 4 o'clock from 1961. At 9 o'clock until 9:50, this is Tom Jones. News at 10 was at 10, and at 10:30, I Wandered Lonely in a Crowd. Ballet for All at a quarter past 11 with No Vice in Virtue at a quarter to 12. Thames Television closed down at 5 to midnight that night. And this week back then in 1959, this week was number one.
One night with you is what I'm now praying for. The things that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I want your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Always lived very quiet life.
What did I say, 1959 for that? That was Elvis Presley and One Night. And all of the stuff that happened this week in history. And we'll have some more of the same, except for next week. Next week, when we'll have another This Week Back Then. Right now, it's time to pop into the piano parlor. And this week, I've really been looking forward to this one because D.A.B. Dave has picked out three great piano pieces from Joe, Mr. Piano Henderson.
Thank you.
Beautiful stuff. Joe, Mr. Piano, Henderson, Travel Chance was the last one that we heard there. The first one was the Flirtation Waltz, and in the middle we had the medley, Powder Your Face with Sunshine and When You're Smiling. And we'll pop into the piano parlour around about the same time next week. Right now, one of my favourite songs from the 60s. I used to love it when Nina and Frederick used to sing it, but here it is Eddie Calvert with his Golden Trumpeter. We say suku suku. Eddie Calvert and Suku Suku from 1965. And whilst I was listening to that, I actually found the Nina and Frederick version. Let's just have a quick listen.
Ay, 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 the beat is crazy. Suku Suku is everywhere. Ay, 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 I feel so hazy. Suku Suku, I do not care. It is becoming the moda in every big capital, from Buenos Aires to Paris, from Rajasthan to Nepal. Ay, 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 the beat is crazy. Suku, suku is everywhere. Ay, 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 I feel so hazy. Suku, suku, I do not care.
And the quarter goes on like that for another couple of minutes, but I just thought to throw that in there since I happened to find Nina and Frederick. I think, didn't he die a rather mysterious death, Frederick? He was a prince of something. I'm going to tell one of those stories now where I don't actually know what I'm talking about. But he was a member of royalty, and married Nina, and I think he did meet a sticky death, possibly something to do with drugs. Not totally sure about that, but stand to be corrected. Time for my last one before the midnight break, and it is the White Star Syncopators' vocal refrain from Mr. Les Allen.
Thank you.
Indiana, up in a sky of midnight blue. Hang out the stars in Indiana to light my way back home to you. Have every robin sing a love song, a melody just meant for two. For in my heart there'll be a love song, a song I long to sing to you. How could I find the things I sought for? No wonder they were all denied. The very happiness I fought for was right back by your side. So wait for me in Indiana, and when the long, long day is through, hang out the stars in Indiana to light my way back home to you.
Break and I'll be back.